George Strombolopoulos, the new host of Hockey on Rogers. Morning, George.
Yo, Will. How are you, sir?
Very well. We had it's been a crazy turn of events here in the last week. We had snow, tree branches all over the city, and now nearly 30 degrees yesterday. So we're loving it.
It's incredible. It's so bizarre. Right now we've got a really lovely day in Toronto, and a couple of days ago it was Halloween. It felt like it out here. So at least it keeps things interesting.
We know hockey's close when we feel this kind of weather too, right?
Yeah, that's the most exciting part. We're only weeks away from the puck drop, which is kind of exciting. How do you feel about it all?
I'm jacked, man. This is big. Flames will be interesting this year. We obviously spend most of our time in the morning talking about them, and they'll be young. They weren't great last year, but the kids, everyone's excited about. There's a lot of young promise.
Heard a lot of people talk about when a franchise needs to rebuild. In Canada, it's very difficult because no ownership really wants to go through the rebuilding process the right way. I've heard people say that in Calgary, it looks like they're kind of doing it the right way. It's not like they're half-assing their spending. I mean, when you're 30th in the total payroll, there's a reason, right?
No question.
They're trying to rebuild it in their own way, and I think that it's interesting to see what will happen with them. There's lots of room to grow. There's no doubt about that.
So tell us about your summer. This is a crazy turn of events. I mean, we first probably were familiar with you on Much Music as a music guy, and then CBC. All of a sudden, you're getting some real good interviews regarding current events and news. How long was the sports thing on the radar? Because I'd always sort of heard your name surrounding potential job openings in sports and in radio and TV. How real was this on your radar before it happened?
You mean the Hockey Night Canada thing or just sports in general?
No, the Hockey Night Canada thing. I mean, was this something you've been thinking about?
No, I mean, I started in sports, right? That's what most people don't realize, is that I started in sports in the early 90s on radio. And when the Fan first launched in Toronto, I was one of a handful of people that were there in the first few years of that station. And that's where I cut my teeth. And music was obviously my first love, music and film and sports growing up. But in the broadcast business, the Fan gave an opportunity for myself and a few other guys, including Jeff Merrick, who's on Hockey Night in Canada with me now. We were working in sports. And then, you know, you go do this job and you grab that job and you move, as is always the case. Hockey's been a constant in my life because, to me, hockey isn't just sport. It's kind of a cultural conversation. And I like the way we all relate to each other with it. It's what helps us get along, I think. In those winters you talked about, that's what shortens them a little. So when I was getting ready to leave the show that I'd been doing for a decade on CBC, I was looking for different options. I had some, but I wasn't really thinking about sports because I didn't want to work in sports. I want to work on Hockey Night in Canada. So they called and said, do you want to be on Hockey Night in Canada? And I was like, all right, maybe. And we talked about what it would be. And I said, of course I want to do this show. But what an absolute blast. So I've always been connected to it. And, you know, when Hockey Night in Canada, when CTV spent all that money to buy that theme song, and Rogers, our CBC needed a new theme song for Hockey Night in Canada, it was the show that I worked on, George Strombolopoulos Tonight, then called The Hour. It was our team that found them that theme song. We worked very closely with the sports department over the years in a behind-the-scenes way. So it wasn't surprising internally. It just, I think, caught a few people by surprise who just thought of me as the guy that was on Much Music or the guy interviewing politicians.
Yeah, and I don't mean to suggest this isn't something you won't be great at and you haven't had some background in, but it's impressive, the breadth of your resume now. You've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, I feel very lucky. It's kind of strange. Every now and then my mom will look at me if she sees a promo and she'll call me and she'll laugh because she's like, how did this happen? And the truth is, and maybe this is part of the fun for me, is that I try not to think about it. And you know this, right, Peter? When you're in this gig, it's like you're just in it. So you're working at the task at hand, and it's a bit of a job, but it's mostly just you fulfilling your passion and doing stuff you like. And then only in hindsight do you see what it was or what it is. But in the moment, you're just going to work doing stuff that you want to do with your pals. So I kind of feel that way about my career. And every now and then I sit back and look at it and think, wow, that got weird. I don't know how all this happened. But, yeah, I'm really excited about the hockey part because I get to be on TV every Saturday and Sunday night with the nation, connecting on a thing that matters the most. And it's more than just a game to me. And I know if it was just a game, that would be good enough. But it's not just that for me. For me, hockey is the way I watched it with my grandfather or my uncle, right? So that's the kind of experience that I want to keep talking about on the show and your relationship in the audience to the game. And then when the puck drops, let's just watch good hockey.
It's a great point. And I like what you said earlier about this. You know, this is a cultural institution, Hockey Night in Canada, that you're beginning to work for. This isn't show on hockey. This isn't highlights at night. This is something that our grandfathers, our cousins, everyone we know in this country has a Hockey Night in Canada story. Is there inherent pressure with that?
If there is, I don't feel it. I'm not that guy. Because here's the thing, I'm sure you're the same way, but I have zero ego about this business because I'm not the star, man. The game's the star. Not even Don Cherry's the star. And Ron knows full well that we all know that the game is the star. And as long as you serve the game and the Canadian relationship with the game, you're going to be fine. I met with Scott Moore the other day, who, you know, is one of the guys, him and Keith Pelley are the guys that brought me over there. And Scott said, what scares you the most? And I thought, I take his question seriously. And I thought, well, nothing. Like, nothing scares me the most in this job. I'm excited about it. I know how much work has to go into it. I'm not afraid of the work. When you do a talk show for 10 years every night with your name on it, there's pressure in that. But you don't think about it. You just do your job. So I'm more excited to watch this play out. I'm excited to be on TV with Nick Kiprios. And, you know, guys like Elliot Friedman and Jeff Merrick, I sincerely worked with them when I was 21 years old. And the guy who was producing with me is a guy called Brian Spears. Brian Spears and I worked at the sports radio station, The Fan, when we were 21, 22, 23, 24 years old. So it's actually really fun to go be working with your friends. So maybe that takes some of the pressure off. But I'm also just not that kind of guy that worries too much about it. Like, I know I'm going to do a good job if I put the work into it. If I don't put the work into it, it's going to bomb. So I'm not going to let that happen.
Yeah, and we're the lucky ones. Our work involves watching sports and getting into, you know, what we care about the most in this country, it seems. The one thing we can all agree on, it seems like hockey is a unifying force in this nation.
It's a really funny thing because I think people's relationship with hockey is changing over the years. And I think what's really interesting, and it'd be neat to see how Hockey Night Canada responds to it and all of the whole Rogers hockey thing, is that Canada isn't the country it was 40 years ago. Like, we're not. You know, that down-home hokey country that we always talk about, you know, that kind of in commercials and things, that's not the country. The more you travel around the country, you realize this is a complex, beautiful, yet strange country that's really starting to enter the conversation of what it's going to be, because it's a young country. And I think for the longest time, hockey commentary in Canada has reflected a version of Canada while another part of Canada has grown. I'm from the other part, right? I'm the immigrant, urban Toronto kind of kid who has a very different relationship with hockey. I don't love it any less than anybody else. Like, I love it as much as it's possible to love the game, but there's a whole lot of people who've come up to me since then who thought that what they're excited about with the new Rogers hockey is that it might start to reflect another part of Canada as well, which is really cool to do. It's a big part of our relationship, but the country's different and how we relate to it. You know, I was so ecstatic to hear the other day, I know CBC's been doing the Hockey Night in Canada in Punjabi, right? And now the Hockey Night in Punjabi is going to be on the Omni television channel. So a Punjabi hockey broadcast is remarkable. That's a big thing that it's happening, and it'll be on broadcast television. So that's the kind of stuff that I'm really excited about being a part of as well, with the way we relate to the game.
That's a great point, and you're right. That is a totally different broadcast than anything we would have seen 40 years ago in this nation. How busy is it in Toronto? Are you guys, is hair on fire over there with everyone getting ready for the start of the season?
You know, yes, I think some people's hair is on fire, whatever hair is left. But I think there's always a real nice thing with a deadline, in that everybody knows, because everybody, like, I was in the meetings last week where we had all the team together, and it is the most impressive hockey team on the planet, no doubt about it, on every level. There's Stanley Cup winners in there, and there's, you know, Olympic TV producers in there, cats who've built networks, guys who've built things from scratch, again, you know, lots of great men and women working on this team, and we all know, thankfully, because of our experience, that the moment the puck drops, we'll be fine. It's that lead up and the anticipation and all the stuff that needs to get there before that. But the truth is, I think we're ready now. The set is wild, dude. The set is so impressive, and there's so many different ways to shoot it. And they know that I'm the kind of guy that likes to. I'm an energetic broadcaster. I don't want to just sit behind a panel desk. I want to move around. I want to match the energy of the game, or serve the energy of the game, with the way we do it in the studio. So that's the stuff that, you know, we've been talking about, and the set is a place where I can actually play with it now. It feels like an arena in there. It doesn't look like one, but it feels like one. And I think we're all just excited to go to air. So then people will breathe easier. Now, that being said, I don't have to worry about some of the logistical details and the technical stuff. I imagine if that's not ready, people will be freaking out.
It's unbelievable. Now, just for those of us that aren't terribly familiar with the setup, you guys are actually in the CBC building down there, and apparently the studio is like the size of a small city in there. It's got its own postal code practically.
Yeah, it's incredible, man. It's on a personal note, I'm ecstatic that it's in the CBC building because it's on John Street, which is around the corner from where I live. And weirdly enough, it's also where Much Music is. When there used to be Much Music. Now I don't know what to do with it, but whatever. It still has that name, Much. But Much and CBC and now the Hockey Night Canada broadcast are all on the same street in Toronto. And the street ends at the Rogers Centre and at the CN Tower, which is so it's kind of nice to still have that kind of energetic downtown vibe to it. It's really close to the Air Canada Centre, which will be, you know, obviously very helpful for commentators that have to pop back and forth for that. But the set itself is the TV monitors, there's a demo wall, there's things that we can do that we weren't able to do before, that the hockey broadcasters weren't able to do before. But when you spend $5 billion on it, five plus, you know, you're in a position to kind of expand some of the coverage. I'm also excited, dude, for what the league is going to bring to this because, you know, the old days of just – because hockey players are hard to get to, and the hockey GMs and coaches run this league, and they're hard to get to. And the league is a partner and has to be a partner with us. And the players have to be a partner with us. And, you know, a lot of the conversations I've had with players so far have been like, listen, you guys got to bring it now. You got to give it because every athlete wants to be treated like a star. They want to make sure that they get the recognition they deserve. Well, that's partly their job. You know, we'll meet them halfway and they got to meet us halfway. And everybody seems to be willing to do that, whether with access or just, you know, that authentic conversation, you know.
October 8th, Wednesday, Montreal, Toronto. That's how things kick off for the regular season. I believe you grew up as a big Habs fan. How did that come to be in Greater Toronto?
You know, my dad is a Habs fan, but I don't really know my dad that much. It's more like my uncle was a Bruins fan, and my grandfather was a Leafs fan, and I think my mother was a fan of the Russian hockey team. So in my family, we didn't get together to cheer with each other. We got together to cheer against each other. So we would just sit and yell at the TV screen watching hockey together. We also didn't have cable. Our television was, my mom found in the garbage, so it had one of those broken handles that we had pliers on it. We could only get the CBC, so we would just watch Hockey Night in Canada. So it just seemed naturally fit for me to be a Habs fan. Plus, I'm adversarial by nature, and when you grow up in Toronto, you become a Habs fan. Thank God I grew up when I did, so I didn't accidentally become an Ottawa Senators fan. That would have been too much.
All right, so what are they going to do with the captaincy in Montreal? They're going to start the season with four A's. This is PK's job, is it not?
You know, you'd think, but depending on his attitude and how he embraces, what if Pacioretty's the guy? I know they offered it to Markov a few years ago, and he turned it down, and that's when Brian Gionta stepped in and took the captaincy and was good. In my conversations with a couple of the players, and even when I spoke to PK, I said, don't become the captain now. You don't want it. You don't need it. Go earn your money. Like, go earn your money and become an undeniable choice. So you're right in one sense that it's PK's job to have if he wants it. But they said the same thing about Dion Phaneuf in Toronto, right? And you know Dion from out there. Yeah. That Dion kind of took the captaincy, it was his position. I'm not sure how he feels about it now. Obviously, we know that the team is ambivalent about it now. If you're PK and you got all that money, why do you want that hassle? The A is good, and he's only going to have the A at the home games, right? Patches is going to have that A on the road games, and you've got Markov and Plekanec, and Plekanec is, I think, the best two-way player in terms of most consistent on that team. So they got enough leadership. They don't need a captain right now. To any young player, once you sign a big deal, and if it's like the future is yours, there's two things you don't want to do. Don't become the captain right away, and don't sign a car deal, like a sponsorship deal. Keep your head down and win for a bit. Then you can become the C. Then you can become anything you want.
Unless you're Sidney Crosby, of course, the caveat. How excited are you to work with Don Cherry? And is that something that, would you have a Don Cherry story you can relay to us? This guy resonates amongst the whole nation.
Don Cherry, I first met Don in probably 1994, 1995. He was doing a little segment at the radio station I worked at with Merrick and Bob Mackowitz. And Don came in with Rose and him and Brian Williams recorded this radio segment. And they were always so nice. And Don was always so nice to me. And I worked on a boxing radio show as well. So we would do events at Don's restaurant. So I got to know Don a little bit. And then when I came to CBC, Don was always very kind to me. When this announcement came out, so Ron and I were texting back and forth, and Ron knew that I was coming on to join the team. I had a moment with Don where we were just, you know, a private conversation at TBC, and he grabbed my hand and he pulled me close and he said, George, you're going to be great. He said, I'm happy for you, you're going to be great, but I have one piece of advice for you. Take out those damn earrings, which is what he said. He said, nobody in hockey has earrings, and he was really cool about it. Don has always been a really nice guy to me and been a great interview, and it's, I know there's people who don't like what he has to say, and there's lots of reasons to like him and lots of reasons to dislike what he says, but Don is the guy. He is the most famous man in Canada. He's more famous than the Prime Minister, and that's impressive. You know, he's by far the most famous guy because he represents a part of Canada, and not all of Canada, but a part of Canada. And he's a defender of Canada in the way that Rick Mercer is. But Rick obviously has a very different approach. So you can't undervalue, you know, what guys like that mean to the broadcast. So I'm excited to kind of be around him. Also, Bob Cole, dude. Like, Bob Cole. That's, you know, Bob Cole is my hockey night in Canada. So I'm excited to see that.
So what's the earrings update then? I mean, Don Cherry tells you to do something, you got to do it, right?
Do you? I don't know. No,
I'm asking.
No. Of course, I keep my earrings in. As I said to Don, Don, I've seen your choices, and I'm comfortable with mine. Right. The only. I don't want to even wear it. I did get a tie sent to me from the Prime Minister, which my mom thinks I should wear it because she said he's a very busy man. If the Prime Minister sends you a tie, you should wear it at least once. So maybe I'll take one fashion cue from the PM, the honorable member from where is it? Calgary Southwest. Maybe I'll wear that.
Sounds good, George. We appreciate your time today. We're all looking forward to the start of the season, and I think it's going to be fun. And you mentioned something that's pretty cool. I think there's a part of this country that maybe for the first time they're going to feel like they're represented on that broadcast, which is pretty cool.
I'll tell you, man, thank you for that. I'll tell you, you've got the guy in Calgary who is the future of hockey, and I know that he's got his own rhythm and all that, but Brian Burke is a guy who is actually behind the scenes, and certainly with guys like me, leading the change in attitudes in hockey and making hockey a more open game. And I know Brian comes off as a bit gruff, well, very gruff at times, but I'll tell you, Brian is a sensitive guy that if more players followed Brian's emotional growth, then we would have a better league. So I'm excited to kind of see how it plays out with him in Calgary as well this season. Thank you.
Thanks, Strombo. Appreciate it.
Be safe, guys. Be well, Brian. Bye.
All right. That is George Strombolopoulos, the new host of Hockey Night Canada. Again, October 8th, it all starts a Wednesday. Leafs-Habs. How do you like them apples right out of the gate?